BJ and Jamie.
You had to leave early yesterday, and I never got an update about your inspection.
If anyone has ever had to get permits for, you know, a basement that you're refinishing or building a shed out back, getting permits is like pulling teeth if you do it on your own, okay? Some people have the contractors do it, but then some people do it on their own. I've been trying to do this. So yesterday.
Can I just tell you that my roofer, right?
Yeah.
It's at Jesse Roofs, by the way. He's really great. He just went out there, met the Douglas County inspector, and then they just signed right off on.
I wish I had my plumber and the permit person met at my house yesterday, because it would be so much simpler. But for some reason, I can't seem to get that to happen.
Oh.
So the inspector comes yesterday for plumbing. Okay, I've got to have three inspections: one plumbing, electrical, and structure framing.
Okay,
so the plumbing guy comes out yesterday with his notepad.
And you're Jeffco,
right?
Let
me just tell you, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just show you how it was. And he's an older guy, got his Carhartt jacket on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, got his Timberland boots on.
He's ready.
Blue jeans, you know, going down into my. Didn't say a word. I knew I was in trouble. When a guy doesn't talk to you, you're in trouble.
Did you try to be funny?
Yeah, I tried to. Well, I didn't try to be funny. I tried to be his buddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they're like, oh, God, this guy.
I wasn't telling pull my finger jokes or anything. Okay. But I was trying to be his buddy. Hey, man, how you doing? Hope you having a good day today. How many stops you got today? You know, just asking
questions. You were
trying
to smooth.
Yeah. And he's like, in his head,
buddy
he's like,
up. I was trying to buddy up to get a clean inspection, right?
Yeah.
Boy, he wasn't going for it at all. No. So he got his little note, and he had a fancy notepad. He had one of those that's metal that opens up.
Oh.
Got all of his pens lined up
in there. Official.
Wait, he doesn't have just an iPad? He had an old-fashioned.
He's old school.
Metal one.
Oh, yeah. Where you get the yellow copy underneath. He's got his copy. I got my copy.
Right.
He signs off on it, giving the exact time, looking at his watch. I mean, it was just, to the book, okay?
Wow.
He finds three problems.
Oh, no. And plumbing?
Yeah, and plumbing.
What were they?
Yeah. Well, we need a Husky band around one of the pipes. I guess the guy that I use, he put just a, you know, some type of metal band. But I got to have Husky.
Oh,
he said, you
got to
have Husky. Then there was some AVV or AAV box or something that was missing.
Oh, the AAVV box.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yeah. With that, it was missing, Jamie.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another pipe that led down the wall to another pipe, but it wasn't connected. He goes, where's this going? I said, I don't know. That was my answer, Shabadil. I don't know. Well, what do you mean? He goes, it's got to be connected to something.
Oh.
I said,
probably got a point on that.
He goes, well, that's another check mark right there. So you got three problems here, pal.
Oh, wow.
You got three problems. Here's your copy. And he left.
And that was it?
That was it.
And
so
what about
I failed.
The electrician?
So he shows up at 10:13 and leaves a placard on my door because I show up at 10:20. And clearly, I had told him that I won't be home till at least 10:30. Even the plumber had that on his notes. He won't be home till 10:30. He showed it to me. And the electrician
on purpose. He saw that you weren't going to be home until 10:30. He's like, I'm going to go by at 10:13, so I don't have to do this crap.
Hold my beer.
So frustrating. I swear.
There's a.
I rushed out of here yesterday, and the plumbing guy didn't show up till like 1:00.
Oh God.
So I sat there for 3 hours, and you can't nap.
Right.
Because
no,
you might miss them, right?
They can come at any moment.
Yeah.
So I opened my front door and put my dogs right at the front door because I know they'll bark.
Yeah.
In case I need an alarm.
Yeah.
So, and it worked I was dozing off when he showed up and my dogs, I'm like, whoa, somebody's here.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So
we have a restaurant that has bought the other side of their restaurant, and it's been there for, they bought the other side like 6 months ago. And I went in the other day and I was like, when are you going to open? And they're like, it's completely finished, because it's been 6 months that they had it finished, and they can't get two permits.
Oh my.
And so they're paying rent on it, and they can't open
it
the other side.
Use it.
They can't open the other side. I don't know what it, I didn't ask.
I will tell you, with the permit office, and first of all, they were extremely nice. Yeah. Okay. They apologized for the guy showing up.
You already said bad things about him.
Trying to backtrack.
That was Jeffco, right?
Yeah. Permit number. And I will tell you, they're very punctual as far as not on the time.
Look at him. Watch him do this.
I know. He's trying to navigate at.
But you called, and they literally could do next day. Uh-huh. I mean, you don't have to at least wait. You don't at least have to wait, you know, 2-3 weeks, uh-huh. But it might take 2 or 3 weeks before you pass the inspection.
Oh, well.
Man, I tell you, it's been a pain.
At least you're not paying rent on a restaurant that you can't open up.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, it could be worse.
You're exactly right. It could be worse.
I feel like the Dugco people are real super cool. They just come out there and sign off, and they're like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Those Jeffco people are asshats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played right into that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you just agreed. I felt like he didn't have to write me up on the box missing. He didn't have to write me up on the Husky.
He did. He's doing his job. Safety. Never takes a vacation.
But I do understand the pipe that goes to nowhere.
That's a little concerning.
I kind of had questions about that when I called the plumber. I'm like, hey, buddy, I got three things here. What I really have a concern with. Right? We have a pipe that goes to nothing. He goes, where?
Oh, no.
I get nothing. It goes to nowhere. It doesn't connect to anything. He goes, huh. Can you send me a picture of that?
And did you? Yeah. And what did he say?
Yeah, I never heard from him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, God.
Oh, that's
not good.
Yeah. So I don't know where that goes from here.
So thank God for the inspector, really.
Hey, the pipe to nowhere.
Yeah, right?
What the hell is this all about?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.